Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat. All right, if my gut is telling me the right thing, I think this would be the last one, right? Does that track?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to do the math, but I think this feels like number 5, but
I think it's 5.
Yeah. If not, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. We can always record more things.
Oh, yeah. How could we not? Like, easy.
Richard, this is so fun. Thank you so much for, like, having me be on board and a part of this. It's, like, my favorite thing.
Yay!
Such a joy.
Yes. Well, good. I love it. Well, this is truly, this is what got me through the pandemic was podcasting. So it's like,
I'm so glad. I can see why. Well, it's just so lovely, like, to sit down and have a chat.
Yes. And it's cathartic. It feels good. And yeah, if you're like, imagine me back then not being able to go to UP and do any improv or do anything for that
Absolutely.
Whole time. Then I'm like, what am I supposed to do? But then I get my friends and we talk and we do things.
Yeah.
And
it's so good.
Yeah. It's worthwhile. It's an endeavor.
Yes.
Yes.
Onward. Onward.
Onward. Pressing onward. One more. Should we try it?
Sure. Let's go.
Let's go. See. Let's just see. All right. Okay. Oops. Oops.
Sorry. Dropping microphones.
That was so funny. Okay. That was so funny.
Is that better? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Good. So. Oh, yeah. According to my calculations, I think we're closing out the week, Audrey.
I think we are. Holy cow, a whole week. We did it.
We did it. And just like the Streamiversity faculty that we were in the past, we do take weekends off, okay?
We love our beauty rest. We love to take some walks outside.
Yeah, drink some Diet Pepsi on the rocks.
Absolutely. Have a proper wander around.
Yes. Grade those invisible papers because our students don't even turn in any of their homework.
Right. And buying plants that you will inevitably forget to water and then you'll have to go and buy more new plants.
Right. It's the circle of life with those plants. Ooh.
Oh, those poor plants.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's the tough part. When a living being is trying to care for another living being, it can be rough.
Oof. Yeah. It's a lot of responsibility.
Lots of responsibility.
It's hard, though, too, when, like, the plant will only tell you that it's upset. And it's like, do you need more water? Do you need less water? How can I help you? Do you need more sun? Less sun?
Yeah. I once had a poster that said, stop talking on the phone, start talking to your plants. And I'm like, well, that's something because I think
that's something.
Yeah.
It is.
I think every generation has their version of you're wasting all your time on the telephone, children of the 80s. You're always talking on the telephone.
Right. Talk to your plants.
Yeah.
Yes. Your poor plants are just waiting for.
They've been waiting for someone to talk to them, and you're just off on the phone with that cord.
Off on the phone.
Wrapping that cord around the corridors of our house. Oh,
that's so funny. That's so true.
Yeah, because now it's all about screen time. The children need to stop the screen time.
You're right. That is sort of the new evolution of this narrative.
Mm-hmm. It was always my theory was that in the turn of the century of the 20th century or in the 1900s mm-hmm. that people were like, stop wasting your time penning that note to your friend. No more writing all day.
Yeah. Right. You better quit putting your pen to paper.
Yeah. That's a waste of time. Those communiques with your besties down,
right.
down the state that we can never visit because it's so far away. So there's always something that makes the older generation like upset at the younger generation. Like, hey, stop wasting your time on the telephone, on the screens, on the letters. I don't know, something. There's always something.
That's so true. I had this funny moment where I realized I was having this big, like, I don't know, nostalgic moment for phones that are like landline phones.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I miss like holding a phone and having a cord. And I don't know where that was coming from. And then I realized that every day at work, I use a landline to like talk to customers. And I was like, oh,
that's why.
This is something I'm doing, but it feels like work, I guess.
So you want that on your personal time too?
I want that on my personal time, but for some reason that wasn't counting for me, I guess. Right?
Well, I have a gift for you in the future because they do design little headsets for your cell phone that you put up to your ear and you can have the mouthpiece here. And it's like Bluetooth, but it's not Bluetooth. It's a cord, you know? So it's like,
That's so fun.
And I'm like, because some days your smartphone can be really heavy too. So if you really are talking on your cell phone like it's a phone, it can be too much for your wrist to support. Mm. So in my eyes, it's also a health benefit to just go ahead and lift up the light receiver of yesteryear. Put it on your...
Of yesteryear. Mm-hmm. Right, on your ear. Mm-hmm. That must have been their tagline, right?
Yeah. I love a good shoulder holding it too.
I don't know what that feeling is, but it is, there's something about that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's that point in the conversation where you kind of like adjust and it's just kind of in the crook of your neck there and you're maybe like pondering something or you thought about something for a minute and now you're really like saying what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I mean, there's something to be said about doing this podcast. It's very similar to just chit-chatting on the phone with a friend, right?
Right. Yes, truly.
Let's take off the masks of what we're doing and really get to the bottom of it.
Right. Let's take the layers away here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I will say that when we were on a bit of a hiatus on this podcast, I was like, putting interviews that I did with people on the podcast just to keep it alive. But, you know, the daily chit chat aspect was less a part of it and I missed it.
Yeah, truly. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's a great way
to sit and have a chat.
Yeah, to sit, to have a chat, to just shoot the breeze, as it were.
Yes, truly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had an MP3 player when you were younger.
I had the iPod, the big one.
Oh, okay. Like with the little wheel?
With the wheel, yeah. That was my favorite device.
I agree. Mine too. That was so fun. I realized recently that when I think about iPods, I think about that specific device and like the wheel is still a part of my memory. But really, it's been a long time since that's been...
Yeah.
Happening.
Right. And my complaint with the Apple iPod phenomenon is you could go online and search for that one because that's such a comfort to me. I've often wanted to repurchase it because, you know, through the years, it gets a little water on it or it just stops working. I'm like, I actually want one again. And I go to research it. They're still like $100 or $200. And I'm like, but that's old technology. Come on.
Yeah, you're like, this is not what we're doing now. Right.
That should be like $20, you know, like this old iPod, you know?
Yeah.
But they hold their value somehow. And I'm like, darn it, Apple, what are you packing into that device?
Apple.
Yeah, because I do not love the new iPods because they are basically like iPhones and you could use your iPhone as your MP3 player, but I feel like you bog it down with all that RAM and that files that you have to download and
it loses the essence of the,
like, the MP3 player was to play MP3s,
right?
You didn't have to do,
and that was it.
Yeah, more things with it. It just had a function.
Absolutely. And you had room for maybe 3 songs.
Exactly. Yeah, if you didn't have the super thick iPod, you're going to have a limited selection.
Some hard choices.
Some hard choices. What's my playlist for running? And like, leave it at that.
Yep.
I've unlocked a little memory. I used to work at Subway and I still had the classic iPod, and I had one of those arm bands that people use for running.
You did?
Yeah. But I would just, I would slip it in there and listen to my podcasts while I was working at Subway, just chopping those tomatoes and the green peppers. And because there was, there'd be hours where there was no customers. You need some entertainment.
Right. You just had to put your iPod on your arm and you had to just keep going.
Yeah, keep going with the day. And I'm sure my boss was like, no headphones at work. And I'm like, well, I'm not showing you that I have headphones because I'm like weaving it through my uniform.
Yes. The like, yeah, it's like the, I don't know, the spy move of the day, like trying to covertly weave your headphones.
Yep, exactly. And then if a customer came, you kind of pull it out of your ear and you're like, I wasn't wearing headphones at all.
I wasn't listening to anything. Right. Yeah.
I think I always was more productive, and this could be ADD talking, but I was always more productive at a job if there was something going on in my ears. Like if I was listening to some stories or podcasts or something, I could do the files if I was at an office. I could cut the tomatoes if I was at Subway. I felt like it kept me going, where otherwise I would just fall asleep of boredom if I didn't have that engagement. Yeah.
It helps.
Totally.
Yeah, I think I have a similar flavor.
Yeah, you're like, okay. That speaks to me.
I do some of my best writing and stuff when I have to be out in the world somehow, like some kind of cafe or a bar.
Oh, yeah.
To have the ambient chatter.
Chatter that and also the people watching, I think, is important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've edited a whole big podcast. Like my friend sends me the raw files of his podcast. And I'll go and I'll be dicing out those ums and hums and whatevers.
Sure.
And I'm splicing and dicing, but I'm like in the airport, like just waiting to get called from my job. And I'm just like, go, 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 go. So I think there's something to it. Having, you're focusing on something, but there's also stuff to ambiently focus on too.
In the background.
In the background.
It helps. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if I just get lost in my own thought or something, but yes, it helps so much.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm to the point where it can be a disservice to me, but I still want it. I'll like be at home and I'm like, all right, I need to turn on the TV, but I'm also editing a video or something. And then if I really have to focus on the video, I have to pause the TV show, but you can't leave it on pause too long because then it pulls out of it. So you have to go back and forth. So I'm doing a little editing, doing a little watching, doing a little editing, doing a little watching. Here a little, do a little, doing a little, doing a little, bada, 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 pitter patter song. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I think there's processes for us creative folks. Not to say that everyone isn't a creative folk, you know.
We've all got that little creative spark in us somewhere.
Yeah, whether it's like you say, writing, editing, in my case, podcasting in both of our cases, acting, engineering. Yeah, that's one that I don't do, but some people are very passionate about being engineers, and that takes that takes a process of creativity as well.
Yeah, some problem solving for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get pretty creative with the problem solving.
Yeah. So to each their own, but if we didn't have different personalities, we wouldn't have a functioning society.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's my message for the week. How about you?
That's a good message. I'll second your message.
Okay. I'll cash that message in a check at the bank today.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Have a good return to sender. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye. And that's it. I feel like we did it.
I think we did it. I think that was a week.
Yeah, I really do think so.
Aww.
Oh,
fun.
So fun.
Holy cow.